The Story of Charlotte's Web, E.B. White's Eccentric Life in Nature and the Birth of an American Classic, by Michael Sims, narrated by Nick Sullivan. But real life is only one kind of life. There is also the life of the imagination. Introduction. Translating yourself. My wife and I were in Maine, standing in the barn that had belonged to E.B. White and chatting with the current owners, when I backed up to get a better view for a photograph and hit my head on something. Turning around, I saw a heavy old rope dangling in front of me, and I glanced up to where it was looped through a ring attached to a beam over the barn doors. Then I realized what I was staring at. I turned to the South Carolina couple who had bought the White farm after his death in 1985. "Is this?" Marion Robert Gallant smiled and nodded. "Fern and Avery's rope? Yes." So it was real, too. I was in the barn that had inspired Charlotte's Web because a few years earlier I had been reading E.B. White's collected letters when I ran across his reply to a letter from schoolchildren. I didn't like spiders at first, but then I began watching one of them, and soon saw what a wonderful creature she was, and what a skillful weaver. I named her Charlotte. "Wait a minute," I said aloud to the empty room. "There was a real Charlotte?" This question was my first step toward discovering the story behind Charlotte's Web. Was there a real Charlotte, I wanted to know? Or was White merely performing in this letter? As I traced the inspirations...